From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. Yes, Inauguration Day is about the peaceful transfer of power. It's a two-century-old tradition and a pivotal ritual in our democracy. It also has a price tag. Preparing for anywhere from 700,000 to a million people expected to attend the swearing-in and parade, not free. Roxanne Roberts is a feature writer for The Washington Post based out of D.C. She's looked at precisely this question of costs and joins us now. Roxanne, hit us with the bill.
About 200 million total. It might be a little more than that. That covers everything. That's the dinners, the balls, the parade, the concert, the swearing in, the security. That is the total cost.
Now, $200 million sounds like an enormous amount of money to me, but how does that compare with previous inaugurations?
It's actually not that much more, and I think that it's confusing for people to understand how it all breaks down.
Yeah, some people might be surprised to know it's not all covered by the taxpayer. Who's paying what here?
The biggest item on the bill is actually a taxpayer cost, and that's the police, the security, the logistics, the military, but all the things that we typically think of as part of an inaugural, the parade, the balls, the fancy parties, are privately funded by the Presidential Inaugural Committee. And what's interesting this year is I knew the number would be big. And President Obama in 2009 raised $53 million. But I was estimating that Trump probably needed $65 or $70 million to be able to pull off a comparable inaugural. The Presidential Inaugural Committee told me on Friday that they have already raised $90 million.
Do we know how many people or have any guess as to how many people are going to be attending this inauguration?
It's unclear exactly how many people will be at the Capitol lawn watching him being sworn in. I will tell you that Washington, however, is doing what it's always doing, which is making a lot of money off this. Some of the luxury hotels are going for as high as $10,000 a night, and they're all sold out. But the rest of Washington is being filled by protesters who are coming to town, and that's different. You know, usually the losers stay home and they feel bad. But this time they're coming into town, so all the other hotels and restaurants are being filled up by people who are coming in town to protest this inauguration.
So the big winner of the election may well be the local D.C. economy, at least for inauguration week.
At least for a couple of days, yes.
All right. Roxanne Roberts, feature writer for The Washington Post. Thanks so much.
You're more than welcome.